From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
We're turning to Mark chapter 11 again, and we're going to read the verses 12 through to 14, and then verses 20 to 24. Our subject today is the barren fig tree. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter for ever. And his disciples heard it. Now turn to verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Please note, first of all, that we have here a demonstration of the power of the Savior over his creation. He had but to speak a word, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Verse 14, And the fig tree dried up from the roots. Verse 20, The Lord Jesus is Lord and Creator of all things. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they shall all wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Hebrews chapter 1, and the verses 10 through to 12. He it is who upholds all things by the word of his power. Hebrews 1 verse 3. Christ the Lord, not the evolutionist's foolish and ever-changing theory, is the origin of all things. Secondly, notice, here we have also evidence of the humanity of the Savior. Never forget that, as the Shorter Catechism states, our Savior was both God and man. Question 21 of the Catechism asks, Who is the Redeemer of God's elect? And the answer given is, The only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ, who being the eternal Son of God became man, and so was, and continueth to be, God and man in two distinct natures, and one person forever. Here we are told in verse 12 of Mark chapter 11, And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Christ had a perfectly sinless body, but it had all the attributes of true humanity. He was hungry. He was often weary and tired. Thus we read in Matthew chapter 8 and the verse 24, And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And again, in John chapter 4 and the verse 6, we read, Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Our Redeemer was God, for only God could endure on the cross the eternal wrath that was due to our sins. But he must also be a man, for only then could he die for us, and only thus could he be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. For he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews chapter 4 and the verse 15. Thirdly, this incident of the fig tree serves to remind us that mere outward appearance is not enough to please the Lord. We read here, "And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves." Nothing but leaves. How that depicts the state of so many who claim to be Christians. No fruit, just leaves. Leaves fool men, but not God. Do you recall the word of the Lord to Samuel the prophet, when he was sent to anoint the man chosen by God to be king over Israel? But the Lord said unto Samuel, "Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for a man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." 1 Samuel chapter 16 and the verse 7. Ever remember this, and be not content with a mere trappings, an outward show of religion. Remember the words of Jeremiah the prophet, that, "O Lord of hosts, that triest the righteous, and seest the reins and the heart." Jeremiah chapter 20 and the verse 12. Baptism, church attendance, partaking at the Lord's table, at the communion service, all these are viewed by many as being sufficient for entrance to heaven. But these things are only leaves. There needs to be a new heart, bringing forth the fruits of righteousness. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away, behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 17. This is the inward work which is needed, and which results in the converted sinner being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 11. Do not be content with a leafy display, for there is a time coming when the Lord Jesus will examine you to see if you are all you profess to be. Woe unto you if there is not that fruit unto holiness for which he hungers. His judgment curse is all you can expect if such is your state. Thus it shall be in the end, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. Daniel chapter 12, the verses 2 and 3. There are two kinds of people within the ranks of the professing church: those who are saved and bring forth fruit, and those who are merely pretend Christians and have nothing but leaves. Which are you? Give heed to God's word today. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible Speak.